And so we worked together for several years. Always called him Bill.
Mm-hmm.
That's the name. Bill Cherry was the name he went by. And he seemed to think the world and all of me, and if he didn't like you, he'd just at least shoot you or not.
Mm-hmm.
Just that type of fellow.
Mm-hmm.
But if he liked you, he'd die for you. And so after we got separated in our work and said that, and I was in that church after he kept coming to church.
Mm-hmm.
And he was wanting to know of me. He asked me several times where I got such and such a talk out of what part of the Bible and such like.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him one day where I got my talk from. And so the next time he come back, he says, you always had me talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
He said, after you told me what you had, I said, I'm ready for you. Now, just come over here if you want to. He said, I got it. I'm ready for you on that subject.
Mm-hmm.
And he rocked on and rocked on, and finally, I'm taking up the time of that machine.
Go ahead.
But anyhow, he, all the men of this neighborhood, when they were of age,
mm-hmm.
were in the service from World War I.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he wasn't eligible, and I got my classification card on the 11th of November and the armistice was signed, and I never heard no more of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they commenced coming back. They were working in shipyards and the camp, building camps and all types of that. Well, one man in this neighborhood, I don't know why I done what I did, but I feel like I did. Well, I was a treasurer of the church. And when I got a hold of the treasurer, there was $50 in the treasurer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I kept it for 2 years, and I had something over $3,500 in it.
Gosh.
And so when they come back home, that man got under me and commenced to root me out. And he rooted me slam out of the church. In other words, put me on the back seat, taking all that from me while working against me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I figured the reason he'd done that, I give my daughter. I didn't feel like going to church that day, and I give my daughter the money to pay the pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she turned it over to this brother Dean of mine. And he claimed, said that he put it in his side coat pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And that money was lost in the church during services. And I'll tell you right now, if he had denied my daughter giving it to him, I'd have been troubled in that church, because I crawled him so quickly, you know what happened. So when I went to give the books in, I made a report of my books.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter and myself, which is a good bookkeeper,
mm-hmm.
her and myself went over my books and ordered them up to date.
Mm-hmm.
And everything just went out to the penny all the way through.
Mm-hmm.